Hello and welcome to my channel, Utterly Mental. My name is Veronica and I make videos surrounding mental health in an effort to break the stigma. On Mondays, I sit down and talk about a mental health topic that's been weighing on my mind. And today is Monday, so I will be talking about 5 signs that you are a people pleaser and ways that you can overcome it. Let's get into it. Number 1. You feel burdened by your to-do list. As a people pleaser, you tend to make your lists based off of what you think others want you to do. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that we shouldn't do things for others. I'm saying if you only do things for others, you start to lose your own identity. To start overcoming this, go through the list that you have and start getting real with yourself. What activities do you have on the list that are only there because you think it's going to make somebody else's life easier? What activities are there that are going to give you a powerful feeling of personal achievement? Start prioritizing yourself first. Then, if you have the energy or the time, do things for others. Put yourself first. Number 2. You feel powerless to say no. What people think about you is a guiding factor here. How you feel about yourself is predicated on how others feel about you. You internalize another person's disappointment to mean that you yourself are flawed at a fundamental character level, that you are a disappointment. And that's not true. You're thinking, if I say no, they're gonna be upset with me, and if they're upset with me, that means that I'm a bad person, and my world as I know it's gonna turn to hell. Now, sometimes you're gonna say yes to things you don't wanna do because you can realistically get it done. There's not really a problem with that unless you're doing it with everything that is on your list. Other times, even with a full schedule, you say yes, and that leads into a snowball effect of anxiety. This causes you the unnecessary stress of knowing you don't have the time to do it or the energy, combined with the fear of letting that person down because you didn't get it accomplished. In order to conquer this, start small. So somebody in your office asks if you can go down and get them a cup of coffee because they're swamped. And you are also working. You say, coffee sounds so good right now, but no, I can't. I'm working on something at the moment. This does 2 things. 1, it tells the person who just asked you to get coffee, I'm busy too, I'm important too. But it also tells you that you have a right to get your own work done. It's greatness. Being a people pleaser brings people into your life that really only want to take advantage of you. Those are the people that you need to start saying no to. Those are the people saying, could you go get me a cup of coffee, because they don't see what you do in work. They only see what they do and how you can help them get what they're doing done, not what you need to get done. They don't see your importance at that point in time, other than as someone to get the coffee. Is that who you are? No. You've got to put yourself first. Number 3, you feel culpable for the way that others feel. Living life feeling like you have to be the one to make other people happy is an exhausting way to exist. Now, understanding and being aware of how your actions and behavior affect other people is a healthy thing to do. We should know that if we're really mean to somebody, it's probably gonna hurt their feelings. Convincing yourself that you're responsible for somebody else's emotional response or reaction is your responsibility. That's not realistic, nor is it healthy. If you're attempting to make everybody happy, you lose your identity. You cannot do it. It is impossible. You have to be happy for yourself. Do things for you. People are going to not like you regardless. I mean, you can even do the task and they'll still tear you down because it didn't happen a way they wanted it to. But if they wanted it a certain way, they could have done it themselves. You see where I'm going with this? Good. Now, to conquer this, you've got to remind yourself that everyone is responsible for their own emotions, their own emotional responses and reactions. Regardless of the situation, someone else's emotional response to anything towards you has nothing to do with who you are or your character. Again, I am not saying if you go up to somebody and punch them in the face or call them names that they don't have a right to be upset about that, because they do. But if they decide to do something back to you, that is on them. That's their choice to make that action happen. And it doesn't mean anything about you. You'll probably realize that you were mean to that person. And you know, we all are at some point in time. Apologize. Number four, you constantly act like you agree. There's a big difference between actively listening to another person to understand their perspective and simply agreeing with them so that they'll like you. People pleasers agree with everything and everyone regardless of their own personal beliefs and values simply because they just want the other people to accept them, to not feel any type of negative about them. Constantly acting like you agree when you may not is a manipulation tactic. You're manipulating these people into thinking that you are someone that you're not, that you believe the way that they're talking when you don't. It's manipulating them into liking who you think they want you to be and not who you actually are. This is just another way that you start to lose your own identity. You take away your power to stand up for yourself and what you believe in and express your own individuality. Here's a good way to start small on changing this one. So you walk into your office or a social setting and someone's like, milk chocolate with hazelnuts is the best chocolate on the planet. And you're like, you know what? I don't think so. I think it's gonna be the dark chocolate and sea salt. Throw a little humor on it. But don't be scared to disagree with someone. Don't be scared to do that. When you get uncomfortable, that's okay. It's okay to be uncomfortable. It's okay to be like, oh, I don't want to tell him that milk chocolate sucks because then he'll think I'm weird. Who cares if he thinks you're weird? That's on him, that's not on you. If you don't like milk chocolate, you don't like milk chocolate, you just say it. Now I know I'm saying it as if it's so easy to do, but as a former people pleaser, I know that this is not easy to do, but it is possible. Put your effort into that. Number five, you don't let people know when your feelings are hurt. This is a main cause of why the relationships in your life are superficial and lack depth. Being able to express yourself authentically is absolutely necessary for building authentic, long-lasting, deep relationships. If you don't speak up for yourself and how you're feeling or how somebody else's behavior got you feeling, you will never be able to have an authentic relationship. You need to be able to speak up for yourself. Stand up for yourself. Somebody hurt you, say so. Yeah, it may hurt them to hear that they hurt you, but what if something great happens from it? And if they don't care that they hurt you, you know that that's not a person you really need in your life. It's not somebody that you want to continue to associate with, potentially. Basically, no one is gonna speak up for you when they don't even know what you're experiencing or what you're going through. They're not gonna know to speak up for you. But you have to learn to speak up for yourself. It's crucial. The wrap up. If any of these signs resonated with you and you wanna break the habit of people pleasing, the best advice I can give you is to start small. Begin to value your own time and how you spend it. As you begin to make changes, set and enforce boundaries, you will begin to feel more self-worth, self-respect, and confidence in who you actually are, as opposed to who you believe you have to be for everybody else. Thank you guys for joining me today. If you enjoyed this video, please hit that subscribe button, give me that thumbs up, share it with a friend, and I want to hear from you. How did you feel about this video? Did any of it resonate with you? Let me know in the comments and let's discuss it. Again, I appreciate you so much for joining me today. Don't go to bed tonight without finding a genuine reason to smile. Be kind. Take care of yourself. Utterly Mental out.